Hi guys, welcome to Game of X3 News with me, your host Jack Fuller. This is the podcast where I just generally chat about all the latest Xbox 360 news that's occurred in the past week. Unfortunately, it's been an incredibly slow news week, and the reason for this is very, very simple. It's the summer. Every summer, the gaming industry experiences a seasonal drought. New releases just kind of dry up. Microsoft try and tackle this with their annual Summer of Arcade, which saw the release of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD last week, which we gave an 8.1. Go check out the full written review. But this week, Wrecketeer launches, but unfortunately it's a Kinect-only title, so if you've got a Kinect, I strongly suggest that you check it out. It looks a bit like an Angry Birds game. So, with so few releases, it's the perfect time to catch up on games that you've missed or have been meaning to play. For example, I'm playing through Assassin's Creed Brotherhood at the moment. I got about halfway through last time I played and I just gave up. The reason for my interest in Brotherhood is certainly down to the fact that Assassin's Creed 3 is looking so majorly awesome, and I just kind of want to get up to speed story-wise. I tend to spend the majority of my time in Brotherhood kind of like buying businesses. I almost feel like more of an Italian businessman and entrepreneur than an assassin. I've always felt that Brotherhood feels like a game that's trying to do way too much. I was always one of those rare people who enjoyed the repetitiveness of the original Assassin's Creed. Every mechanic that they added into Brotherhood just feels like it detracts from the narrative, and it just ruins the experience for me. I'm sure I'll soldier through it and eventually end up enjoying myself, hopefully, but as it goes, I'm really, really struggling to play through it. Moving swiftly on, let's talk about movie news. Don't be shocked, there is method to my madness. I know this is a gaming podcast, but just stay with me. There's a specific reason I want to talk about movie news, and more importantly, I want to talk about The Dark Knight Rises. Now, unless you've been living in a nuclear bunker buried at the centre of the Earth, you'll know that the last instalment of Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy came out this week. It's titled The Dark Knight Rises, and it's a very good film. Actually, calling it a good film is a complete understatement, but I'm going to stick with that for now. I won't include any spoilers, so don't worry. One thing I do want to talk about is the fact that The Dark Knight Rises shares this one flaw with the equally incredible Batman Arkham City. See, I told you there was a point to this. You see, Arkham City and The Dark Knight Rises, they both suffer from having way too many characters. I was going to write about my theory on this in an article, but I think it'd be easier for me to articulate verbally what I mean. My point is this. The inclusion of so many needless characters in both Arkham City and The Dark Knight Rises kind of detracts from the underlying themes and narratives. The surplus of characters is blatantly obvious in The Dark Knight Rises. Without spoiling anything, there is a moment in the film where Alfred leaves Bruce Wayne, and he doesn't come back until much later on in the film. Now, Alfred is a key character in every single version of Batman, be it the comics, the movies, or the games. He is a very central part to Bruce Wayne's character and story. He is effectively Bruce Wayne's father, but to leave him out so much just shows Nolan had trouble balancing characters against the narrative. If you were to take Catwoman or a variety of different minor characters out of the film, the narrative and the plot would not be hindered that much, and you had more time to spend on the relationships between the major characters. Just looking at the original Dark Knight shows how effective having a small number of characters can be. The Dark Knight is all about Batman's relationship with the Joker, and due to the already established characters, it was possible for Nolan to really dive headfirst into their relationship. It's one of the many reasons why I think fans still prefer The Dark Knight to its successor. The same can be said for the relationship between Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. Arkham Asylum had much more time to deal with the character relationships and this theme of chaos and order than Arkham City. The surplus of characters not only made Arkham City feel a bit more stretched, it also meant that when these characters did appear, it felt more like cameos than meaningful moments within the narrative. The same flaw can kind of be said for Mass Effect 3. Once my mate actually summed up the game with the question, who the hell is James Vega? And I completely see where he's coming from. There's no point to James Vega. He was the least interesting character and also the least relatable character in the trilogy, which is surprising because he's only one of the few humans in it. He really didn't progress the plot. He added nothing. In my eyes, all he did was kind of stop me from having a character such as Jack, Legion or Grunt back in my squad. It's really important to get the balance between characters correct, otherwise you can really damage the narrative and plot by just throwing in so many characters. But enough of that, enough of my rant about characters. let's move on to discuss something a bit more current. Let's talk about season passes. It was rumoured this week that Assassin's Creed 3 will be getting a season pass. For those of you who don't know, a season pass is a one-off payment that grants the buyer access to every single piece of DLC that comes out for that game. It tends to be cheaper than buying the downloadable content separately. They do it at a reduced price to get people to buy it. The only time I've ever personally bought a season pass was for Gears of War 3. With Gears of War, I knew it was a safe investment. I knew that I would play a considerable amount of multiplayer, as well as any story-based DLC that came out, so buying the season pass just seemed like the logical thing to do. My problem with a season pass for Assassin's Creed 3 is the fact that you don't actually know what type of DLC Ubisoft will release. If it's for the multiplayer aspect, then I'm totally not interested. But if there's a focus on downloadable missions, then a season pass definitely looks more attractive. But that's the problem, you don't know what DLC is going to be coming out, so always investing in a season pass is a real risk. Reports suggest that Ubisoft will have set up an individual team to deal with the downloadable content for Assassin's Creed, so that suggests that there will be a considerable amount of DLC and enough to warrant the sale of a season pass. I personally don't think that I'm going to be getting the pass for Assassin's Creed 3, but if you're a fan of the whole franchise, then it will probably be a no-brainer, especially if you enjoy the multiplayer. Now, that is it really for today, guys. I told you it was an incredibly slow news week. Hopefully things will pick up next week. Thank you for listening to my ramblings on, and be sure to tune in every Wednesday for the podcast. But until then, keep it tuned to www.x3news.co.uk. Speak to you later.